For WLDW News, I'm Brian Terry. Taking a look at our national and international headlines, the family of the man responsible for the shooting deaths of five people at a Minneapolis sign company say that he struggled for years with mental illness. Police say that Andrew Ellingdinger opened fire just hours before being let go from the company. His family says it in a statement released through the National Alliance on Mental Illness that they aren't trying to excuse Ellingdinger's actions, but perhaps partially explain them. President Barack Obama says the nation is not as divided as the pundits make them. Obama told an audience of donors that if elected, he will serve those who didn't vote for him as well. He also said that he's looking to create jobs for Democrats and Republicans. Mitt Romney is promising to help Americans earn money. Romney in Philadelphia for a fundraiser said that it would be a shock if he carried Pennsylvania, a state that hasn't supported a Republican presidential candidate in nearly a quarter century. Brazil's government says that a law banning militias has taken effect. Militias comprised of former or current police officers and firefighters took on drug trafficking gangs to wrest control of Brazil's slums and the lucrative black markets that spawned during the 1980s and 90s. Militia members were often behind executions of street children, drug addicts, and others that they considered undesirable. They also demanded protection money from slum residents. Militias currently control about half of the slums in Rio de Janeiro. We'll be back with more news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
You know, there's a difference between your independent insurance agent and most other agents.
What's that?
Your independent agent is really many agents.
Hi, Bob!
They represent lots of insurance companies, not just one. So they're always working to find you the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's life insurance, homeowners, automobile, or health. Because
things happen.
That is so true.
And when the unexpected does happen, you know you've got protection designed just for you at a price you can live with. That's the advantage of your independent agent. And the advantage is all yours. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Wheat growers, you have until September 30th to cover your wheat crop with multi-peril crop insurance. This is Kevin Guitar. Contact the Rumzix Farm and Town Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382. That's 269-8382.
A neglect investigation is forcing a Fairhaven Township woman to surrender her dogs and miniature horses. On Wednesday afternoon, September 26th, Huron County Sheriff's Deputy Steve Bismack was dispatched to an address on Dutcher Road in Fairhaven Township for an apparent dog attack. What he found was that a goat had apparently been attacked and killed by a Siberian Husky-type dog and a Springer Spaniel-type dog. Also found on the property was another Siberian Husky, two miniature horses, six living puppies, and one dead. According to witnesses, no one was home or had been for days. Deputy Bismarck would later be assisted by Deputy Ward Carter, and while discussing the situation, the same two dogs cornered the horses and began another attack. Both deputies then physically pulled the dogs off of the horses, secured, and fed them. The following morning, Deputy Bismack and Lieutenant Brian Wensenbog returned to the residence with a Bad Axe Animal Clinic veterinarian. A decision was made to remove the living animals due to their poor condition, believed to have been from malnutrition and neglect. While on the scene, the 30-year-old female homeowner and family arrived. She was upset to learn what happened and cooperated with the deputies and surrendered the animals. The dogs were taken to the Thumb Animal Shelter near Elkton. The horses are being boarded by a volunteer from the Fillion area. The investigation continues and charges are being sought. A former Croswell-Lexington Middle School secretary waived her preliminary examination in Sand Lake County District Court that would have held earlier this week in three felony embezzlement charges. Sand Lake County District Court officials told us that 38-year-old Cheryl Francis of Lexington Township will now appear on Monday, October 1st, in Sand Lake County Circuit Court for combination arraignment pretrial. She has been charged with three counts of embezzlement of more than $1,000 but less than $20,000. Each of the three charges carry maximum penalties of 5 years behind bars or $10,000 fines. Croswell police say that the money would have come from fundraisers for student activities and is alleged that Francis took more than $40,000 over the course of 3 years. Francis waived the preliminary at the pre-exam conference back in September 18th. We'll be back with more news after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Agribusinessman Adam Herford knows the strength in working together from one generation to the next.
This is Adam Herford from Herford Farms in Elkton. When we're looking for a financial institution for our farm, we go to the experts at Thumb National Bank. At Thumb National, they've always had the products we need for a farming operation such as ours. From operational lines of credit, flexible checking and investment accounts to online banking so we can access our accounts at times it's convenient for us, like nights and weekends, especially during the planting and harvest seasons. So if you're looking for a partner in your farming operation, call the experts at Thumb National Bank.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Working together for generations. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Police say that a 73-year-old southeastern Michigan man has died after being struck by a pickup truck while walking along an Upper Peninsula roadway. Michigan State Police say that Kenneth Rogus of Oakland County Community of Oxford was pronounced dead at the scene at the crash in Delta County's Bay Dinoc Township. Investigators say that the truck had struck him and was driven by 31-year-old Rapid River man. The crash is still under investigation. Authorities in southwestern Michigan have released the name of a man who died along with a methamphetamine lab explosion. WLKM-FM reports that David Loach was injured in the garage of his home from the Monday blast in Three Rivers. Authorities had said the man died the next day. Investigators say they found evidence of methamphetamine manufacturing. They also are searching for another person who may have been at the site of the blast. Police in the community about 70 miles south of Grand Rapids are seeking tips from the public. The same Michigan High School District where a 16-year-old girl was named this month to be high school homecoming court is part of an apparent prank settled in 2009 bullying claim involving another student. MLive.com reports the Ogama Heights High School student claimed that she was bullied beginning in November of 2009 after she came out as a lesbian. The federal discrimination lawsuit against West Branch Rose City area schools was settled last year. The settlement says that the district would make anti-bullying efforts. The girl involved in this year's apparent prank, Whitney Kropp, is to appear at Friday night's homecoming football game for the West Branch High School after the community rallied around the sophomore. The Board of Education President, Richard Batchelor, says that there was no common link between the two stories. Authorities say that a 48-year-old Michigan man faces theft charges after trying to steal four frozen dinners from a Bay County grocery store and fighting with security guards. MLive.com reports that David Cromwell is walking out of the hospital while still connected to an intravenous bag. He's charged with one count of unarmed robbery stemming from the September 7th incident. We'll be back with more news after this.
Nowhere in the Thumb area can you get a better selection of used vehicles to go along with service and good old American know-how than at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has over 50 years of know-how under the belt and is the only used car dealership with a full-line service department that can take care of service problems many other dealerships say they can't and will not do. From oil changes, brakes, tires, struts, and electrical repair, along with heavy engine, transmission, and driveline repairs, Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe have the certified auto technicians to take care of any problem your vehicle can acquire, bumper to bumper, and everywhere in between. All vehicles in the lot are given a rigorous 101-point quality seal inspection to make sure that it's the best it can be before it drives away with the new owner. View all of Al's great deals on the internet and what services they offer at alhansenmotors.com. Dependability, quality service before and after the sale, and in-house warranties to back it all up. Only at the auto dealership that wrote the book on service. Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe.
State officials say that Governor Rick Snyder has returned from a 10-day trade mission to China that included opening a business office and meeting with about 20 corporate executives. The Republican governor and former business executive says today that 21 Michigan businesses participating found potential new markets, distributorships, and other business partnerships. Surprise, surprise, the top-performing stock among automakers in the U.S. this quarter is